Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to bear difficulties of life. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z and Islamic Lifestyle, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this program. We are going to start our program today with a question. And that is, please advise me how to bear the difficulties of life. I feel like I am about to perish. Very important question. To answer this question, I should say, imagining oneself as about to perish is in itself the beginning of perishment. So first, keep this thought away from your mind and then ask yourself, if you will not bear the difficulties, then what would you do? Do you have a better alternative? So ponder on this question and be certain that life is difficult for all people, but the difficulties differ from one person to another. And now we are going to study together some advice and principles we can gain them through Quran and Hadiths. First, you should know that the worldly life has been full of difficulties since our father Adam alayhi salam, and will be on to the last one of his children. The wise creator has determined life to be difficult for man, so that he may think of the afterlife and that he has been created for. Without being tired, man will not be given the eternal blessings of afterlife. Secondly, to bear the difficulties of life, you need to read the biographies of the patient and great people and see how they passed the difficulties of life to live in the bliss of paradise, and their names were not forgotten throughout the ages. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. And we were talking about the ways of tolerating and bearing the difficulties of life. And we studied together two of them. But let's go through the other principles we can gain them through Quran and Hadiths. Number three, it is that you should make friends with those possessing a great deal of patience and tolerance. Making friends with such people and such friends will make us to tolerate and bear the difficulties easier in our life. And number four, we need to practice supportive exercises in the morning or at any other time of the day. And it's very recommended this hour. It's interesting, but it's very recommended in our religion to do this kind of exercises during the day or any time which is possible. And rely on Allah and believe that He is the strongest supporter for those who rely on Him. And number six, ponder over the Quranic verses and traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa sallam that discuss patience, for they have undoubtedly taught us what makes us happy. For example, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa sallam said, when Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Zainul Abidin, his father, was about to die, he embarrassed me and said, "Oh my son, I recommend you to what my father had recommended to me when he was about to die, and he said that his father had recommended him to. Oh, my son, be patient with the truth, even if it is bitter." We must submit to the truth and its requirements. Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, whoever keeps to the firmest handhold will be safe. And narrator of this hadith asked, what is the firmest handhold, Ya Ibn Rasulullah? He said, submission. Someone asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, with what is a believer known as a believer? Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said, with submission to Allah and being satisfied with what he gets of pleasure and displeasure. And this is the key. Submission is the only key and the most important key of bearing difficulties throughout the life, inshallah. So I hope everyone alive adorned with submission to Allah, inshallah. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.